God speaks through his son. We need to be taken up with him, not only to recognize God's provision, but let's get in touch with God. Let's get in touch with God. He wants not only for him to communicate to us. He not only wants us to discover all there is in the features of his son and the blessedness that there is, but he wants us to get in touch with him. Not only by the video to see Christ, but also to come with our own voices. It's a two-way street. Chapter 4 of Hebrews says, seeing then, I read the last four verses, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest who cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, sin apart. And you know, the technology we use has no feelings. But the Lord Jesus, he has feelings. But then it says, let us therefore come boldly. You know, in this chapter, it says today, if you, in chapter 3 as well, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. God wants to get in touch with us. But not only that, he wants us to get in touch with him, because he has provided for the whole wilderness scene, all the resources in the high priest, in the word, everything is there. And he has said that that word is not like a dead text message. That word is alive and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing of soul and spirit, body and marrow, joints and the marrow is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. But he wants us to get in touch. He does not only want to get in touch with us, he wants us to get in touch with him. Texting, the voice, the video, let's get in touch with God, with our needs. Come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find, it's still a discovery, find grace to help in time of need. But let us recognize that not only God wants to get in touch with us in relation to our needs, and all the resources to help, but he also wants us to celebrate with him. And I love this thought of celebrating, you know, when you get a nice new gadget with all the features, and you look at other fellas walking around with albatrosses, with antiquity, with outdated stuff, you say to them, boy, what are you doing? Get with it. Get with it. You know, when about 20 years ago, when I was still teaching in secondary school, they were introducing in the exams the scientific calculators with the tan functions and the cos functions and all the other features, you know. So we communicated with the parents and we sent home letters and said that the examinations now require students to have scientific calculators. So we sent home the message. And lo and behold, one of the students, a boy, I remember it like today, a fellow named Alvin, a tall, lanky fellow. And he came back to school one of the next days, and he brought what his mother gave him. His mother took up, she read the letter, and she took up an adding machine. She took up an adding machine. You press the thing, and you take your crooks, and you see the little paper coming out. And she gave the boy the adding machine. And the boy was so wonderful like her. He brought it to school. When he brought this thing to school and he opened this thing, boy, the whole class broke down. He was living in the past. Living in the past. Poor fella. And God is saying, look, man, some of us want to live in the past with technology. I'm bringing you the latest, the best. There will be nothing beyond this. And I want you to keep in touch with me, with this technology. Christ is the communication that I am interested in. I want to hear from you, and I want you to hear from me. I want us to be in contact all the time. So when I actually take up your smartphone, your cell, your computer, you think of God. And you get in touch with God. even while you're using those gadgets. Make sure that God is in touch with you always, and you are in touch with God always. And don't go back to the arcade. God is up front. He's on top of things with the video, the text, and the voice, and everything else. All the data that you want. You know that data is discovery? That's why I love the Bible studies. The data. Because you look at the same thing and you get new information. You get new insights. This book is wonderful. The data is unlimited. I close with the celebration. In chapter 2, you have one aspect of the celebration. The Lord Jesus, who has come to us and sharing his mind. He says in verse 12 of chapter 2, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. God wants, the Lord Jesus wants to share more and more of the Father to us. You know, the Father is a new revelation. God never displayed to the fathers. As we said, you know, in those days, God held back. He could only give a little piece, the little packets, the little downloads, the little text. But the full thing has come. And the Lord Jesus has brought the full revelation of God to us. We now know God as Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And he says, I'm going to share more and more of the Father to you. You are his children. You are his sons. He is wonderful. Look, enjoy the relationship. He says, I'm going to declare thy name to the brethren. And in the midst of the assembly, I'm going to sing. How many downloads you get from YouTube and all kinds of things? You have them on your iPhones and your iPads and your all kinds of things. The music. But do you hear the voice of the Son of God? Do you hear him singing? Does it fill your heart with a new song? You see, that new song, even already we can start it, because when we come to Revelation 5, it says, and they sung a new song, thou art worthy. We're going to be singing in all eternity to come. Let's start singing now. But he also celebrates in chapter, I conclude in chapter, but it's chapter 10, it's chapter 13. But let's use chapter 10 first. There's two verses there. Few verses there. We don't have to be afraid of communicating with God. God has gotten in touch with us, and he wants us to freely, though with reverence, to come into contact with him, to keep in touch with him. Verse 19, having therefore, brethren, Hebrews 10:19, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. We can go right in. You know, this is something about the technology of today, the cell phones. Whenever you go to any of the official engagements and the closer you go to the top, you have less and less access with your cell phone. No cell phones allowed. Even the prisoner had to put some brakes on him.